Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, our phone lines are 605-4567. Remote today from Tobacco and and this is our first remote, so we're still pushing some buttons and everything.
That's right.
The other microphone.
That's right. There we go. Well, listen, we're having a hysterical
and historical
and a historical event here, truly, because you know what's happening here. It is the day of the cruise, and what we've got going on here is 6 o'clock in the morning when you're driving down Hilltop. I just have never seen anything like it. I don't know where we've been for the last 4 years. We have been on a few cruises at nighttime, but people are lined up already. So here's the information for the morning. If you're going to find a spot here that you want to hang out all day long, people are already here. I mean, right across from Tobacco and Brew, there's a flatboat and yellow caution signs around it and people with their tents. And I guess this is the day they've decided to camp out on Hilltop. And I'm telling you, what a tremendous experience. Come down and have a cup of coffee with us this morning. You know, Carl's already had a cigar. We've been here, and what we're doing here this morning, again, it's our first time here since Carl and I have been on 1460 KCNR, where we are absolutely live on location, and it's such a thrill. We want to thank Brenda and Bob Belongi. That's right, B&B Productions, Brenda and Bob Belongi, B Productions. But Brenda and Bob have been out here and working the mics. We have special guests coming in today. We have Howard Stubblefield, who's going to be here to talk about the cruise. And as we get going now, you might be hearing somebody in the background. That's Brenda. She's pacing back and forth. And we do have a 15-second delay. So as we get going here, woo, come on, put your skates and be with us.
Our guest today, besides Howard Stubblefield, we're going to have Carl Hawkins, who's going to be talking about his home builder show that he's running on the weekend. It's a free home builder show, so he'll be in here later, too. And then, of course, returning to the airwaves, at least for the first time here, is
going
to be
on
our station, is Ken Murray. You know, Ken Murray is a historical depository of of information for Reading.
He really
and
is.
He has he helped start us in the business.
I think he's probably the most well-read man I know.
Right. And, you know, whether you agree with Ken Murray or not, he is an interesting person. He's going to be on today at 8 o'clock. So
let's talk a little bit about Carl. Let's share yesterday's experiences. Boy, I mean, last night. Well, let's start off with, first of all, we were out at Anselmo. After we finished our show, we went out there, and we had the most beautiful, of course, the weather was like the angels were singing. But we had the most beautiful day out there with 50 cars. I think there was probably 1,000 people.
That's right. You know, and you can, when you see the cars, first of all, they were just beautiful, beautiful cars. Of, you know, and they had a car from American Graffiti, the one that Joe and the Pharaohs rode it, and it was a 51 Merc, and we have a 51 Merc that's going to be on display down at the Civic Center that has been built. It was over 5,000 hours put into it. But they had that one there. Of course, people just came in their motorcycles and their cars, had a great time. They sold 400 hamburgers, went out and got 100 hamburger more buns more, sold another 100. It was just an outstanding day. That was.
We'll be out there tonight. We're going to be doing cigars and jazz, and the cruise is definitely a huge highlight here for those who don't want to deal with that kind of crowd, or hot rod isn't your thing. Hot rods aren't your thing. Come on out to Anselmo's. We're going to be doing Rick Hill, Pat Karch, Lou White. We're going to be doing jazz from 6 to 9. It's going to be a delicious menu, and cigars. Shelley from Tobacco and Brew is going to bring out a wonderful assortment. First time they're doing that as well. And from what we understand, they're going to be not launching, but introducing some kind of fabulous new liqueur. And I think that's a public thing. I'm not sure exactly. We haven't been able to launch that yet, but...
Well, there's a lot of things going on today that we've got to talk about. And, the you know, there's forms due today. There's power outages. There's people resigning. There's just all types of things. But we've got to take a quick break here. This is Colin and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hey, Banjo Bill, where you heading?
We're going to the West Side Performing Arts Wild West Variety Show.
When is it?
April 23rd and 24th at the Old Shasta Schoolhouse, Highway 299.
Yeah, I hear they got fantastic entertainment, drinks, and a barbecue to die for.
For more information on the Wild West Variety Show, just call 515-7151.
515-7151?
Or visit them on the internet at westsideperforming.com.
What's an internet?
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. It seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 35 years. That's right, Gold Leaf Nursery has been growing shrubs, trees, vines, vegetable plants, and flats of color since 1975. We will be celebrating through the month of April. Yes, the whole month, and what does that mean to you? Incredible raffles, great seminars, refreshments. Did I mention sales? Just in time for spring, all Japanese maples 35% off, including new arrivals. Shrubs, ground covers, 1 gallon through 15, 25% off. Shade and fruit trees on sale too. Potting soil, buy 3, get 1 free. All your tomatoes and vegetables are here. You want a real watermelon? Try Alibaba. Crack it open and the aroma will fill the kitchen. Deep red inside, hardly any seeds, and the flavor, oh, that's what I'm talking about. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, just a quarter mile from airport. Or check us out on the web at goldleafnursery.com.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure, fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit CEREC porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
And it looks like a beautiful day today. I understand there could be some clouds later on, but we're holding out for good weather.
That's right. Come and join us this morning. We're having a wonderful day here at Tobacco and Brew, and the coffee is brewing next door. And guess what? It's just so crazy wonderful to see a beautiful day and the beginning of the cruise. I mean, it's already started. I don't care what you guys might be in bed, but trust me, people are already lining up. You can feel the energy, the excitement, the cruise. And with us this morning, we have a very special guest.
Howard Stubblefield.
Glad to be here.
Now, Howard, I mean, we've had every day on this week, we've had people that have been involved with the Cool April Nights. And you've been involved with the Cool April Nights for a long time, too.
Right. We bought a 1944 years ago, about 15 years ago. And after sitting in the back alleys downtown for 2.5 hours with nothing to do, I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this. And that's when we approached the city and started talking about moving it up here, where it has really stimulated things.
Now, what we're talking about is the original crews had people parked in alleys and on side streets,
right?
And you know, waiting their turn to get out, or yeah. But what this did was just kind of bore people.
Well, what we promised the city is that if you allow us to do this, not only does it generate commerce, but it treats the key thing about Cool April Nights is a lot of the people that come are out of town guests. And the last thing you want to do is invite somebody to your house and then put them in the garage all night. So what we wanted to do is bring our guests to the best spot we could, where they could get restrooms, where they could get refreshment, where they could get meals. And we promised the city that this would turn into the biggest tailgate party in California, and it has.
Now, from my understanding, part of cruising is parking.
Well, as the gas prices go up, that's becoming even more true.
I love that.
You know, and we've talked about it. You know,
caught you off guard there, huh?
And by the way, your car.
Yes, oh,
that hot pink.
No, wait a minute. Men do not drive pink cars. That has got enough purple to be magenta.
Okay, it's magenta.
Okay, but when you see it coming down the road, it looks like a hot pink car coming at you.
Yes,
but
it does.
Even though it's kind of like magenta in it.
My God, it's so cool. It's just a beautiful, beautiful car. That paint job, could you tell us a little bit about your paint job?
Well, when we bought that car, we bought it at a Good Guys car show down in Pleasanton, and I think the color is what attracted my family to it, because it was a family project. It was Terry and I and the boys, Ryan and Brady, and we cruised around and looked for six or seven cars, and we just kept narrowing it down, and that was the one.
And the convertible, mm-hmm. that was the Indianapolis Pace car. And he found it and restored it completely, and he said he had to build parts for it.
Not to correct you, but it was in a dump.
Okay,
yard.
Dump.
Dump yard.
Well,
it was in a dump yard.
That was a correction, but that's okay.
Well, it wasn't a lumber yard, but, so anyway, which meant that it had just, of course, he had to pull it out. And I don't know. I mean, I think that that's a beautiful thing. That's truly the artistic ability that we see in how people can find what others would consider trash and building it into a beautiful piece of artwork, and that's what we're going to be seeing tonight. How many cars do you, Howard, are in the show tonight?
Well, we have designed the cruise to be a rolling display of the car show, and that's why it's limited to only show cars. And I think that's what's made our cruise such a winner. It's considered one of the best cruises in the Western United States. And we're expecting somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000 cars. We will close it at 2,000. And the reason for that is we can't do a good job of parking more than 2,000 cars at the Civic. And again, respecting your customer, they don't want to pay the same amount as somebody else who's on the grass and they're in the weeds. So, but this cruise route that we have, that we've worked with the police department on, it works beautifully for the number of cars.
All right, well, it's exciting.
But, Linda, if I could interject, one thing I wanted to say is when you talk about what people have done to these cars, and people say, well, they have such a love for these cars, I think they have a passion for these cars. It's truly amazing that someone will, they'll spend 5, 6, 7, 8 years putting a car together. And that's another reason why, I'm asked sometimes, why is RPD so present on the cruise route when why can't we just have our way? Well, think about what happens to somebody that's put a good part of their life into a car and somebody else who's uninsured and half lit bangs into it. We do not want that to happen in Reading.
Absolutely, because
shining the light on that.
Yeah, see cars that people have spent thousands of hours of personal time, and thousands of dollars of money.
Right. Well, we had Bob Creighton on.
Yeah, 5,000 hours.
5,000 man hours on that car.
For the 51 Merc. And, it's like, think about that. If somebody leans over and dings the side
like
of that
kid.
Car.
Well, it is.
It's a major investment.
And I think that's why tonight we're going to have 10,000 plus people up here.
Wow.
Because they know when they come here, they're not going to see a car that was built a year ago or some wreck. They're going to see beautiful, beautiful cars that are prepared for the show. And that's what makes this such a clean and unique opportunity.
Well, we got an early start with that yesterday in Anselmo's. And to see the 50 cars out there, may even be more than 50, but just absolutely beautiful cars. And
it truly was. And the people are great.
They are.
We have people showing up with cars. feel bad because I don't remember what year it was, you know, but, you know, for, you know, it was just wonderful. And then some people we didn't know that we would walk by, they would pull out the binder and show us the before pictures, such as the gentleman that Carl was talking about with that beautiful yellow pacer car. He said it has a Hemi engine, and then he said, I had to build and make several of the parts because they don't make them anymore. I made them.
Right.
I was thinking that, of course, my mind went into, you know, the machine shop and how he put together, you know, those things in order to create such a beautiful automobile, and yours as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yours is beautiful. And now, was it that color when you saw it?
Yeah, we were very lucky. I mean, that car was it was built by a family up in Denver. They drove gravel trucks in the good part of the year, and in the winter they had a pole barn, and they built street rods and took them down to Pleasanton to raise money. And it was brand new when we got it. So we've made a few modifications, but very few.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, y'all look great in that. And Sadie the dog.
Yep, Sadie the dog.
Sadie the dog.
She loves coming along.
Could get your beautiful bride with the flower in her hair that matched the car. But,
yep.
And Sadie with her collar on. I mean, it was all, you know, it wasn't pink. It's magenta.
Magenta.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. It's Carl and the Bot. Our guest from Cool April Nights is Howard Stubblefield. We've got the tobacco and brew down here, 2143, is starting to fill up with people wanting to see our madness as we go along.
We are live and remote. Come by and have a cup of coffee with us.
Yeah, 7:21. Join us after these messages.
Paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint, then you rent your sprayer at the paint mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
No, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the paint mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right. Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's clear that proper sleep is about more than just feeling good in the morning. It's a key to optimum health and prosperity. After all, we spend one-third of our lives sleeping. Recharging for the other two-thirds, we spend working, playing, and living. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery in Reading, you can discover the incomparable Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system today and forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. Recommended by 25,000 medical professionals worldwide, this incredible mattress with a memory has the uncanny ability to conform to your unique shape and provide support to every point along the contour of your body. With several models to choose from, you can own the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic from Cresson today and change the way you sleep forever. With zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 full months OAC, plus you always get free local delivery or bed frame and free haul off of your old bed. The rejuvenating sleep system you want and need is waiting for you at Cresson, Reading's premier mattress and bedroom superstore with showrooms at 2355 Athens Avenue.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Our first remote, 2143 Hilltop Drive out here at Tobacco and Brew in the Wildside area.
Currently,
our guest is Howard Stubblefield.
And it's currently 7:24. If you're just waking up and you're thinking, oh, It is. Oh, it's cruise night. I better get up and get going. Come down and have a cup of coffee with us. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. And, of course, you better get here because pretty soon Hilltop's going to be blocked off.
In fact, Tobacco and Brew has already blocked off some spots for customers to sit out there.
Yay.
Well, kind of reserve seating already.
When you drive around the whole route, I think it's hard to find an inch that isn't already spoken for.
Well, they're also having hamburgers and hot dogs out here. And all these donations for this, all the cash for that at Tobacco and Brew in the back there, go to the Missing in America Project. And
right.
That's going to be starting tonight at 5 p.m. So
well,
come on down, take a look, and also buy, get yourself dinner. And all the proceeds go to our Missing in America Project.
Hey, that's a deal. $6. You get hamburger or hot dog, macaroni salad and soda or
that's
water.
Right.
That's amazing.
Okay, Howard, I mean, this is... this event, as we stay here, we were talking, of course, during the commercial about when you come to Reading, there's just so many things about Reading that just kind of hold you here.
Right.
Last night in Selma's, we were talking to, I was talking to a gentleman that had been here a couple of times, kind of driving through the first time in reality, and then now being here and looking at the city and looking out there and thinking how beautiful it was. And that's kind of what Cool April Nights does. It brings people here.
Yeah, it is so much more than just a car show or a cruise. It's an event, and what I find so impressive is we hear feedback all through the show. People come up to our board members and our volunteers and say, "I just cannot believe what a friendly and wonderful community Reading is." And in the past, their experience might have been they were on their way to Oregon or some other place. They stop here in the middle of the summer when it's bloody hot. They don't know about the lakes or anything else, and they just pass through. And now we bring them here in April when it's beautiful and green and the flowers are blooming, and it's the best time. As long as it doesn't rain, it is the perfect time.
Oh, yeah, he said, is it always this green? And I went, yeah, year-round, except when it gets to 116 in the summer in August.
Yeah.
And you kind of looked at me and said, okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
No, but it was
a little bit.
This is really a good way to bring people to the area. And as you pointed out, 77 million baby boomers are going to be retiring soon.
Yeah, and how many of them come up here and experience Reading with Cool April Nights or have come up to the lake to go houseboating? I know as a financial advisor, a lot of my clients are people that used to houseboat up here, and now they've moved here, and they absolutely love this community.
And by the way, the lake is back, and houseboating is back. And we're going to be talking to some people from the houseboating community here in the next couple of weeks.
Better than that, I want to go out. If we can, Bob, we're going to figure out. We want to do a special day where we have a contest and bring in, like maybe 6 of our listeners and our Free Fire Radio fans out on a houseboat and do a live remote. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, and Bad Bob's over here with his head, his hands over his face going, you keep doing things to me. But that's okay.
Also want to thank Bob and Brenda Belongi one more time because they have made it technically possible for us to be here today and actually do this live remote. So thank you so much. Howard, you were talking about 77 million?
Million.
Baby boomer.
It's the war babies, and they're all going to be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're on the move. They're living somewhere maybe where they have to work but don't want to live, and they visited places they love, and Reading's one of them. And it's events like Cool April Nights that brings them up here and shows them what a wonderful place this is.
Now, where are you going to be tonight?
I'm in charge of the cruise, so I'm going to be standing there with RPD watching them go by.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, Howard Stofield, thank you so much for being here today. I know you're going to go over to KLXR.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Thanks for Cool April Nights. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Signs of a comeback in the housing industry. New home construction up by 1.6% last month to a 16-month high. Construction especially strong in the South. The banking industry also continues to come back. Bank of America posting a quarterly profit of nearly $3 billion, even though it's still losing money on consumer loans. Barbie dolls continue to sell well generation after generation. Mattel out with better than expected earnings. Profits were down at General Electric, but CEO Jeff Immelt says business is picking up. By the way, if you're thinking about getting a new fridge, Illinois, Texas, and Florida are kicking off appliance rebate programs today. And that cloud of volcano ash over northern Europe is also messing with cargo flights. It's estimated about 11,000 tons of cargo are flown to and from Europe each day. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit genuineservice.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The founding fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Attention! Don't pay for another Home and Garden Show again. Come to the Local Builder Spring Expo in Reading at the Local Builder Showroom this April 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. This free two-weekend event will feature the finest local contractors, products, and services you need for your home and garden projects in addition to live demonstrations and kids' activities. Come to Shasta County's only free professional home and garden expo held exclusively at the Local Builder Showroom and Lassen Landscape Materials, located on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road, 1 mile south of Kent's Meats and Groceries.
A workshop just for men. Discover the sleeping master, the mastery of being present as a man. In this workshop, we will explore the way we were taught to be men. We will do this by learning the five communication stances we've been taught, the gift and cost of using these stances, how we were taught these stances by our families, the effects of our family's history on our children, and shifting from being ill affected by this history. We will learn how to change our lives so we do not continue to pass these on to our children, and we will learn the practice of the sixth communication stance. Are you living a legacy or your own life? The sixth communication stance allows the clarity of our intent to be expressed with complete respect for ourselves and others. To master this level of communication is to act, live, and love as a man. The workshop will be on April 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call Steve Lafferty at 530-209-6708 or dreamabetterdream.com.
Kids fly free this Saturday morning. That's right, young people ages 8 to 17 get to go flying with a local pilot at Benton Field for free. You must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian to sign up. Sign up start at 8:30. Seats are limited, so get there early. Flights will take place from 9 till noon this Saturday morning, the 17th, weather permitting. To get there, go west of Benton Field on Placer, turn south on Pleasant Street, and look for the signs. This Young Eagles event is presented by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association and the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99.
1960, and if you are, we're so glad you're tuned into KCNR. We are live on remote. This is a historical moment for us as we are right here on Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew. Come by, have a cup of coffee. If you hear a little ding-ding in the back, that means people are walking through the door, and you know you're going to hear some hot rods and some motorcycles ripping out, because that's what today's all about. It's cruise day. Currently 45 degrees, and I got to put my glasses on to see what time it is. Can you believe it? 7:34 in the morning. We have are one of our favorite and dear people that we know here, who is live on the air every morning,
so
on
much.
His feet from 6 to 7 doing the news on KCNR. Won't you please welcome Jim Bremer this morning? Thank you for being our guest. And what's on your mind? Tell us what's going on.
Well, with everything else that's going on this weekend, of course, we have cool April nights, and I see the people lining up chairs already here along Hilltop Drive for the big cruise tonight. And, of course, Red Bluff Roundup going on, but I'm involved in something called Young Eagles Flights. And what it is, it's sponsored by the Experimental Aircraft Association, and I'm president of the local chapter here in Reading. And we, along with the Mount Shasta chapter of the 99's women pilots, offer free flights for kids ages 8 to 17. We do this usually a couple of times a year, and it's just a way to introduce young people to the exciting world of aviation. Many young people just don't get a chance to go up in airplanes anymore. If they do, it's an airliner. They don't get a chance to see what it's like to fly in a small plane and see what Reading looks like from the air.
And this is free.
And this is absolutely free. The pilots donate their time. We actually reimburse the pilots. We take care of their fuel for the flights because it's, you know, fuel prices the way they are. You know, aviation gas is about $5 a gallon, and, you know, it can add up. So we help out a little bit with the pilots for their fuel expenses. But they're donating the use of their airplanes and their time, and it's all happening tomorrow morning at Benton Field. And we're going to be actually not operating out of the Hillside Aviation area, which most people think of as Benton. What you want to do is go to the west side of Benton Field, and what you do is go out Placer and go to Pleasant Street, which is the next hill west of
You go past the turnoff for Benton Airport,
right.
Past the dog park,
yeah.
Keep going down the hill, back up the hill,
yes.
And at the stoplight, you take a left.
Right, and we'll have signs out, and we have a Quonset hut there. So if anybody knows what a Quonset hut, you probably know what a Quonset hut is, Carl.
I've spent many a good hour, maybe even a good year.
I know what a Quonset hut is.
Okay. Anyway, it's a funny-looking building, so look for the funny-looking building, and it's going to be happening. Flights are going to be from 9 to noon tomorrow. We'll start signing ups at 8:30 and going to about 10 o'clock. And we do have a limited number of seats available because what happens typically is we say, well, we're going to be from 9 to noon. Last year we had, or last October when we did this last time, we had people flying until like 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're trying to limit the burden on the pilots and also not have long delays for the kids who are waiting for a flight.
So would you then recommend that people show up at 8 o'clock? I mean, just get there early and
yeah, we're
going to
open the doors at 8:30, sure, yeah. And kids do need to bring a parent or legal guardian because there's, of course, all the legal paperwork that has to be filled out as well.
So free flights for kids from 8 to 17?
8 to 17. This was started by the Experimental Aircraft Association many years ago, back in 1992. Since that time, worldwide, the EAA has flown about 1.4 million young people on these kind of flights.
Well, I can say that I took a flight out of Benton Airfield and did just a probably an hour
mm-hmm.
where I got to fly it.
Oh, yes.
And then the co-pilot was telling me, and Carl was like on the ground, you were not, because he said, you're not going to go up. I said, yeah, I'm going to go up. And so I
did. Usually the small planes I went up with was not just as much fun. You know, we kind of like had stuff all over us like guns.
Well, in my experience with small aircraft is I've always been passionate about small aircraft. So if you're listening and you have kids or grandkids, what an opportunity to be able to take your kids tomorrow up to, not Benton,
It is at Benton.
Yes.
We're on the other side. Hillside Aviation is on the east side of Benton Field, then there's the runway, and then we're on the other side.
Okay.
We have a facility we lease from the city, and we have a grassy area, and then we're going to walk over to some hangars, and then the flights are going to take place on the other side.
Okay, well, give us directions again, because I myself never knew that this other side of Benton existed, so we want to share with our listeners one more time. If you're confused, I'm not trying to confuse you, but one more time,
yes,
how we get there.
You're doing a great job too, Linda.
Turn off Linda's microphone.
Okay, mute Linda. No, what you do is go to on Placer from west of Benton Field, as Carl said. Pleasant Street is the next traffic light over there. There's, I think, a 7-Eleven on one corner.
Okay, got it.
Another little convenience store, and you make a left there, go south, and it's just like half a block, and then you hit South Street, and at that point, look to the left, you'll see the Quonset hut. We'll have signs out.
Got it.
Okay, and that starts tomorrow at 8:30.
8:30.
Hey,
sign-ups at 8:30.
Want your kids to fly, and it's going to be, it sounds like a great time.
Amazing.
So.
It is. It's amazing to see some of the kids when they get through their flights. You know, maybe they've never been up in a plane before, and they're kind of nervous, and they come back, and some are, you know, trying to play it cool. They're subdued and going, yeah, it was okay. And you get other kids going, wow, Mom, that was great.
How long does it, how many hours do you have to to we're going to come back, but I want to find out how many hours it takes for you to get your pilot's license.
Okay, you want to answer that now?
Yeah. Sure.
Private pilot's license, which is what most people get, you need a minimum of 40 hours of instruction, including dual time with your instructor plus solo time that's flying by yourself once you're allowed to do that. There is something else called sport pilot aviation, which is something that came out about 5 years ago. And the requirements for that hour-wise is only 20 hours. And there are some differences. It's smaller, lighter planes, only two-place airplanes, not four-place airplanes. And the medical requirements greatly reduced for that. Many older pilots who maybe had some medical issues or are thinking about, you know, maybe they may not pass their next flight physical, there you can fly with only a driver's license. So if you have a driver's license and you self-certify yourself as being medically fit,
so we're filling the skies with people that couldn't pass their pilot's license
because
they have a driver's license. My dad had a driver's license. He was 84, and he couldn't see. Does that mean he could fly? I don't even want to talk about this because this is how I am about
technically,
it.
Technically, yes, but okay. There are some other things involved, too.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for coming by today.
You bet.
And, you know, it sounds like a great, great project for our kids, and that's tomorrow starting at 8:30 out of Benton Air Park for the Young Eagles.
Right.
Well, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thanks us daily at the station. The bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast, and our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence. And be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town. That's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Hi, I'm Marta McKenzie, Director of Shasta County's Health and Human Services Agency, and I'm here to remind you that elder abuse is often unreported because elders may feel too embarrassed or afraid to report the crime. Trust can be exploited when no one knows. It's time everyone knows. Call Adult Protective Services on our 24-hour hotline at 225-5798.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're on location at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew. We're here in the meeting room, and we're having people are coming in and watching us in our madness here.
Come and join us for coffee. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. And by the way, we want to let you know that tonight is Tobacco and Brew right here for Cool April Nights. There's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs, macaroni, salad, soda, or water for $6. And you're also going to receive a pack of 303 Cleaner valued at $4. That is such a deal. That's 303 Cleaner.
And all the proceeds go to Missing in America Project.
That is pretty awesome.
That's right.
Currently 45 degrees. The time is 7:45.
You know, our next guest is Carl Hawkins. And what I want to do is, Carl, introduce yourself.
My name is Carl Hawkins with Around the House and the Local Builder Showroom in Redding, California.
And there's a we've got a momentous, announcement today is that Carl's going to be starting a two-hour show.
Yes, we are.
On 1460 on Saturdays from 3 to 5. We're going to be talking, heavy building stuff and Around the House building.
Yeah, not too heavy building stuff. There's some of it, but we really want to bring the questions that people have about their houses, about their gardens, things like that, to them and answer their questions in a way they understand. There's some shows out there that are very technically based, and they're over your head. So what we try to do is not dumb it down, if you will, but just bring simple answers to questions. Sometimes they're overanalyzed. Sometimes contractors speak a different language that the homeowner doesn't always understand. And so we try to be a translator, if you will. And so just kind of give simple answers to the questions that people have and give them a place as well through our showroom where they can come and find us all week long. So they won't just find us 3 to 5 on 1460. They can find us down at our showroom all week long. And one of the things we do as well is we're having a free home and garden expo. I mean, it's the only home and garden show in the North State that's actually put on completely by contractors. That's why it's free to attend. We're not charging people to come talk to us.
And you have a two-day event starting
tomorrow. Yeah, well, actually, it's two weekends. We had it last weekend. Right. Tomorrow it wraps up. When I leave here, we're going to pick up our NASCAR show car that's going to be down at the event and bring it down there so people can come check that out absolutely for free. We brought that in because of Cool April Nights. You know, people want to see their hot rods.
So you're just rolling over last weekend to this weekend. How was last weekend?
Last weekend was windy. And when it wasn't windy, it was rainy. But we still had quite a few people show up.
That's what I understood, that you had a good turnout.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent turnout. It wasn't anything to write home about, if you will. But the people that showed up were serious. I mean, if you're coming out in 40-mile-per-hour gusting winds, sand blowing, you know, horizontally, and rain coming down vertically, you're serious about your home. And so the contractors were happy because the people that came out were serious, and they got some really good leads. Some of them told us that, you know, they did just as well as shows that they see 10,000 people coming through and got just as many leads. So the people that came through were really serious.
Well, Carl, let me tell you, yesterday when we were at Anselmo's, I thought it was quite synchronistic that we were out on the deck and we were having a hamburger, and we look down, and there's your magazine. Tell us about your magazine. First of all, the cover's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about your magazine.
It was.
I've seen you
walking through. But
Carl's coming to our show. Yay!
Yeah, you know, Carl's going to have a show, and you know what? We have people that have, you know, that want to be on the station, and we truly look at it at the show to see, does that fit in with our community and what we talk about and what we do. You know, is it that local business? Is it that one that we can help and support, and one that supports the community? And obviously you do in so many different ways, Carl. I mean, and people don't even know all the ways that you do, that all the things you do for the community. And this magazine you have, though, is when we were talking about it, and there it was. So tell us about it.
Well, it's called Around the House, and it actually started in 2005 when I was working as a contractor in Humboldt County, and I called it the Local Builder. And so we moved, my wife and I moved over here, and the name The Local Builder just didn't really fly well with the Redding community too much. I don't know why, but people just thought it was a contractor magazine. So we changed the name to Around the House, and now people understand that it's actually a magazine, which our phrase is a lot like yours, for the people, by the people. I actually coined the phrase for our magazine in 2005. It's called By the Builders, For the People. So it's kind of similar, it fits, but it's just a magazine that kind of is an extension of what our radio show does in print form. We have different tips and techniques in there, information pieces, updates on products, on tax incentives, just all sorts of different stuff our local contractors give us that they want the local community to know, and we put it together and we distribute it. It's a free publication. It's quarterly right now. We're hoping maybe to go to every single month, but right now we have it as a quarterly, spring, summer, fall, winter, in no particular order, I guess. No, that's the right order, actually. I did it. And it's just
they
stuff about your house.
After one another.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. It's kind of weird how that works that way. But so this spring edition is called Hanging with the Pros. And so it's filled with lots of different tidbits and disinformation that homeowners can pick up, and just interesting facts about doing it themselves, or kind of things to remember when they come into the spring cleaning season and preparing for summer.
Well, we're taking your emails, by the way, this morning. It's going to be Linda@KCNR1460.com. Even though we are live on remote, we have Wi-Fi here at Tobacco and Brew here in the meeting room, which is very, very cool. Having a great cup of coffee from Espresso Joe's. And, again, talking with Carl. Carl, is it hard for you to fill 2 hours? Or do you find that you have so many people that want to be on your show and share their building experiences, share that with us?
Well, you could be able to probably answer that question pretty easily. I mean, is it hard to fill 2 hours doing what you do? I mean, it's with building, I mean, you can spend years talking about construction, about things for your house. And one of the problems we've had is we did have a one-hour show, and we are coming to KCNR now where we have two, and the reason being one of the main reasons we want to support local business as well and local stations, and then also the time. A one-hour show, you spend the first 15 minutes or so, maybe 20, just getting primed. You know, it's kind of like a horse going down for water. They spend a little bit of time down there just getting ready, and you do that your first 15 to 20 minutes. Last 10, 15 minutes, easy, you're killing the show. That leaves you with some commercial breaks thrown in there as well. You're talking maybe 15, 20 minutes where you can talk to a contractor, which they barely get going.
They just barely touch the surface.
Barely yeah. Touch the surface. Right. So this is really going to allow us to open up what we do, and so we're really, really looking forward to it. And it allows our contractors, which is what we're there for, is to let the community know who they are and what they do to put them in touch with them. And so this gives them a much better shot of making themselves known and being able to talk about what they do. I mean, you go and start talking about landscaping, you can talk about soil for three shows if you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about that. You know, the fact is that to really cover subjects, which is why we expanded out to 2 hours, you know, to be able to talk to the community and address things, that, you know, with commercial breaks, it's very difficult. And speaking of a commercial break,
here we go. This
is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Carl Hawkins. Join us after these messages.
Longi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Longi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local, affordable rates. Longi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Many of you know that Carl and I love to work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, son. You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five star.
Five star cast?
Five star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
This isn't morning.
It isn't morning? What is this? During the week?
During the week.
What are we doing here during the week?
This is the KC&R auction barn you're in right now. You need to be here on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
All right, I can be here. Why don't you join us at KC&R, 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Brought to you by Essex Heating and Air,
Amsoil,
ShastaTradingPost.com,
Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KC&R 1460, Carl and the Bob are on location, our first location.
And you can't hear, but they're playing the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Woo! It's cruise day.
It's cruise day. And we had a question during the break. Carl, if somebody's remodeling, coming down to your showroom is the ideal way to find out what something's going to look like before it goes on the walls. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and ideal in so many different ways. The first way is because it's completely local. We've found in all my years of construction experience, I've been doing it since I was 10 years old with my father who was in construction and then became a contractor. People go to these big box stores to look for ideas a lot of times, and the next thing you know, they have this employee in there who's paid $10 an hour to push Disney paint, directing them to buy their products and use their installers, which in most cases people don't realize that the big box stores mark you up 10 to 15% and use local contractors, if you will, but contractors that are bidding so low just to get the job that the work is definitely affected by it. And if you've ever tried to return something to a big box store, try going to them for warranty work on your house. It just is not a good situation.
So, Carl, tomorrow in your show, your home show, that's free to the public, when somebody walks through the door, what can they expect?
They can expect to see things, unless they've been there before, things they've never seen before. We have the whole facade of a house built inside of our showroom, which is there all year round. I mean, we have a 700-square-foot house built completely. It's a facade detail, but the air conditioning in it works. Complete drywall, walls, vaulted ceilings, 9-foot ceilings in it, incandescent lighting, LED lighting, fluorescent, 4 different kitchens, bathrooms, all completely built with hand textures, custom granite, all by local contractors. And that's there all year round. Now, in addition to that, we have other contractors that come in for these 2 weekends where you can come down and talk with them personally, face-to-face, just like you would at the convention center next weekend, but you're going to pay $5 to do it there. This weekend, you can do it free.
So you have a bunch of booths with different contractors that you can go and talk to and get answers, and question answers, their brochures, meet them, talk about, you know, because we have somebody in the house today that's asked, I'm remodeling. Do I need to come down there? What am I going to find out, you know?
Exactly. And what's good about it is when you come through and if you use our contractors, because they're affiliated with us and work with our referral program, we monitor them. We do what other local organizations, I won't name names, but nobody else does. Period, as we audit them every 60 days. If there's a problem with their license or workman's comp, we pull them. If you come in and complain and we try to resolve the problem and they're not willing to do that, we pull them. We don't charge anything for our services, so why not come talk with us? And we'll help you put together and figure out what you want, then go to the contractors. Now, they're all going to be bidding on what you want rather than directing you and getting different bids with different prices. So it'll be apples to apples, and when you save $1,000, you're saving $1,000. And it's all free, and we're there all year round. And so it's right on the corner of Airport and Dersh, where Solid Rock Construction and Lassen Building Materials is. It's 1 mile south of Kent's Meats and Groceries. It's real easy to find.
Okay. So. Well, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and we have news. And then we'll finish up with talking about your show.
Okay.
And then we'll turn you loose, because I know you're busy today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KC&R 1460. And I'm being told to stretch. So as I'm stretching this, it's really news talk right
now. Come and join us down here at Tobacco.
Yeah, have a cup of coffee down here. Come in and listen on.
This is KC&R, Shasta Redding.
Automatic. Systematic. Had dramatic. Why it's greased lightning.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. With thousands of flights grounded for a second day.
I haven't been told anything. I haven't been able to get in touch with anyone.
Air travelers in the U.S. and Europe wondering when it'll be safe to fly again.
They told me to call a number, but no one is answering that number.
Stranded travelers from New York to San Francisco struggling to find hotels in some cases. And the volcanic ash disruptions could linger for days to come on both sides of the Atlantic. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live at Heathrow Airport in London.
Yeah, Lisa, aviation authorities here extending that flight ban over England into Saturday. This passenger won't be making it to his conference in Belgrade.
The meeting finishes at lunchtime tomorrow, so I've done my very best.
One of a quarter million or so people who've lost flights at this airport alone, and many more facing cancellations in France, Germany, right across northern Europe. But Lisa, the ash cloud is shifting, and authorities are now allowing flights from some Scottish, Irish and Scandinavian airports. Lisa?
Thanks, Alistair. Late word of civil fraud charges against Goldman Sachs, the government accusing the Wall Street powerhouse of defrauding investors in its disclosures about securities that were sold tied to subprime mortgage securities.
I will probably never shoot a bear.
But President Obama says he does want to carry on President Theodore Roosevelt's legacy of conservation, signing some new initiatives to encourage it and adding, it's not just about the environment.
We're also doing it because it's the right thing to do for our economy. It's how we're going to spur job creation in the tourism industry and the recreation industry.
The man who took the heat for L.A.'s deadly riots in 1992 has died. Former police chief Daryl Gates had bladder cancer. He was 83. Gates' tenure at the LAPD ending in widespread criticism over the department's response to the riots that erupted after four white officers were acquitted of most charges in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
With most CDs, it's hard to know when to lock in your rate. But there's no need to worry with the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. If rates go up, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. And with an interest rate that's among the most competitive in the country, there's never been a better time to give us a try. Open an account today. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by over a century of Bayer science, we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Always read and follow label directions.
He's in Virginia, flying at half staff today, marking 3 years since the massacre at Virginia Tech.
I didn't have to do this. I could have left.
Senior English major Sungwoo Cho stopping in the middle of his shooting rampage to mail that video. He killed 32 people before taking his own life. Guns may be returning to the University of Colorado because of an appeals court ruling.
Following the Virginia Tech shootings, the CU Board of Regents adopted a ban on guns for all campuses, insisting a state law regarding concealed weapons had no effect on universities. The appeals court ruling puts the ban in question, saying university leaders overstepped and misinterpreted Colorado law and hold no power to prevent students or visitors from carrying weapons on campuses. It could also impact a gun ban imposed in February for Colorado State University. The decision means a 2008 student lawsuit can once again move forward, demanding the right to allow guns on campus grounds. In Denver, Paul Eihander, Fox News Radio.
Florida's governor needs a new campaign manager, his old one resigning in protest over a veto that pits the governor against his own party.
Florida's public school teachers are rejoicing.
I am absolutely thrilled that he vetoed it.
That Governor Charlie Crist vetoed a state Senate bill that would have ended things like tenure and credential-based pay scales in favor for merit pay for teachers. The bill was a Republican measure, but Crist, who wants the GOP nod to run for Senate in the fall, says it wasn't a party decision. He just didn't like the idea of paying teachers based on how well their students do on standardized tests.
Has nothing to do with politics at all. Has everything to do with the children of Florida.
Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
One of the world's greatest opera singers about to make a comeback.
It's only been 6 weeks since Plácido Domingo had surgery for colon cancer, and already the Spanish tenor is heading back to the stage in Milan, Italy. The 69-year-old says he feels lucky the cancer was found early enough since he put off getting a colonoscopy for years.
Sabrina Sabah, and I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Devont, KCNR 1460. We're on remote from Tobacco and Brew down here.
First time.
Come on down and join us for a cup of coffee, as many others have.
And we recently, at the break, we heard about this. It's called the Belongi Backpack. Bob and Brenda Belongi are here with helping us with the production. This is very, very cool. Come on down and have a cup of coffee. It's 8:05 in the morning, currently 45 degrees. It's going to be high of 70 today. Weather is always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. We have a very special guest with us today that's going to be starting a brand new show on our Saturday lineup. In case you haven't seen our lineup, go to KCNR1460.com. We have an incredible Saturday lineup, local businesses, and we are talking with our very newest Saturday show beginning at 3. Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you. Now tell us about the show. Hit the show one more time before we break, before we turn you loose, because I know you got to get out of here.
Yeah, it's called Around the House, and it's an accomplice to our magazine, which is also called Around the House. So it's Around the House magazine, and then the show is called Around the House Radio. And it's just a place where people can call in and talk to local contractors or myself throughout on Saturdays from 3 to 5, as well as we bring on our own information just to kind of feed people, if you will, about what's going on locally and nationally as far as product updates and trends, this, that, the other thing. I mean, it's just really everything about being around the house. We have people that come on about Tupperware, Pampered Chef. We put in cooking tips. I mean, we just do everything that has to do with around the house. And every once in a while, we'll talk just about everyday life things as well. Maybe throw in some kid rearing tips, you know, because if your house is anything like mine, I have 5 children around my house. So there's lots of things that happen and come into play sometimes. So it's pretty open format, but you know, 98% of the time, it's everything about, you know, home and garden related issues.
Well, you know, our Saturday show lineup starts at 7 in the morning. Now it's going to 5 in the evening, and it starts with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, and then we have, of course, Kurt Largent, and then Alana Burke with commentary, Dr. Trudy Pratt, Nancy Sutton Pierce, Psych Talk, Senior Solutions. Boomer Tech, of course, and then now you, from 3 to 5 every Saturday, and any question people have about construction and remodeling, you name it, you're going to have the experts on.
We're going to have the experts on, and one of the things we don't do is we don't make it up as we go along. We're not politicians, so.
Yeah, that's our next. Okay, we're getting into that.
That's next.
But that's our next segment.
One of the things we say, is we don't make it up as it goes along, and we don't claim to know everything. Nobody does. So if you call in and you stump us, we're not going to make up a question on air, make up an answer on air. We'll just tell you, you know what, we need to research that. If you leave us your phone number or your email, we'll call you back. Or if you want, you can take our number. It's real easy, 3659-TLB. And you give us a call back next week, and we'll have the answers for you. And we'll do all the research. And if the contractor that you're looking for a question is not on air, maybe you have a masonry question, but we have a landscaper on, and I don't know the answer. We'll get that answer for you and call you back. We don't make it up because your home's just too important. Many people just look at it as this dead object, and we try to alert people and have them start to look at their homes as like this living object. I mean, it's one of the few things that actually gains equity in this world as it gets older.
It's starting to again.
So it's something we need to pay attention to.
Well, you know, a lot of people, instead of buying new homes, are redoing their homes.
The market we're in right now, and will be probably about the next 7 to 10 years.
You know, I believe that you're completely correct on that one. It's our housing prices are still going down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to sell your house at this time in the market. So what you do, you give it a facelift. You make some changes, make the kitchen, paint,
build a,
painting's the easiest way you could do a remodel. And that's what's nice about the local builder showroom. You can come down there and see these things where you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. And just if you want to come down, we have people come down every week, and I give them personal tours, and they look at the things that are going on, and they can go, oh, well, we can just add some crown in here, or see how we can do this paint scheme, or, you know, just different things. And they're just coming down for ideas, which is great as well. Even if you're just a do-it-yourself, or you're not looking to hire contractors, come down and look at some of the different things you can do in your house, because you're going to get a professional that's going to also give you your advice on how to do it, not just try to push a particular product to make a dollar.
Okay.
So welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. I tell you, we're excited about this.
Oh, me too.
And good luck with your
weekend
show.
It's going to be good for the community. Tomorrow, tell us one more time where it starts. And when people can cruise down there.
People can cruise down there tomorrow from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 5. It's on the corner of Airport and Dirch Road, 1 mile south of Kent's Meats. It's a free home and garden expo with lots of different contractors. And it's mainly just contractors. A lot of home shows have chiropractors and insurance salesmen and lots of fluff, as it's called. And we really don't in our shows. It's just contractors, nuts and bolts. And they're all on display with sinks and toilets and the houses that we have built. And there's also going to be a NASCAR show car there. And so you can come down, check it out, take a picture with it. It's absolutely free. And so there's no reason not to come check it out.
Live tomorrow, remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're doing a live remote tomorrow, 3 to 5, so you won't be able to call in, but you can come down and ask me questions face-to-face.
You can do that, or you can just send us emails. Send them emails to you tomorrow,
too. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, that'd be fine,
absolutely.
Too.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I can't wait to get started.
All right. Well, we can't wait either. It's going to be just really rich information. It's currently 8:10 and 45 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day out. It's actually started already. We're here live at Tobacco and Brew. Come by and have a cup of coffee. Up next, our former mayor, Ken Murray, is in the house, and we're going to have the next hour dedicated to your emails and questions. And we already have, five different emails that have come in, knowing that Ken's here to talk about, it's an answer question time. And, oh, my gosh, it's great to have Ken on. And so we're gonna have to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, clearly News Talk Radio.
Attention! Don't pay for another home and garden show again. Come to the Local Builder Spring Expo in Reading at the Local Builder Showroom this April 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. This free two-weekend event will feature the finest local contractors, products, and services you need for your home and garden projects, in addition to live demonstrations and kids' activities. Come to Shasta County's only free professional home and garden expo, held exclusively at the Local Builder Showroom and Lassen Landscape Materials, located on the corner of Airport and Dirch Road, 1 mile south of Kent's Meats and Groceries.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments, to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Kids Fly Free this Saturday morning. That's right, young people ages 8 to 17 get to go flying with a local pilot at Benton Field for free. You must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian to sign up. Sign up start at 8:30. Seats are limited, so get there early. Flights will take place from 9 till noon this Saturday morning, the 17th, weather permitting. To get there, go west of Benton Field on Placer, turn south on Pleasant Street, and look for the signs. This Young Eagles event is presented by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association and the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. You know, we're on our first remote. You know, we've been broadcasting this at the beginning of our fourth month. And we're broadcasting from Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Come on down and have a cup of coffee with us. Our guest on this segment. You know, it's one of those things, you know, there's people you say almost needs no introduction. But then again, there may be some people that have just moved to town or they're just listening to us in the cool April nights. Our guest, of course, is Ken Murray.
Former mayor.
Former mayor, former city councilman. And Ken has a knowledge of everything that's been happening at City Hall for the last, what, Ken? 20 years? 30 years?
Well, I object to knowing everything. I don't.
Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And you know, Ken, can we just say that we want to thank you for helping us at the very beginning when Carl first came back from Iraq. You had him on your show two or three times and sit in for you, and it just helped to get the kind of the radio bug wings, and we want to thank you for that.
Well, despite the fact that I told you I'd make a better lover than Carl, and you ignored me.
You know
and
the thing
we
is,
begin on Friday morning with Ken Murray.
There you go. You know, the other thing too is that it wasn't fair. Is that you made it look easy, and I thought, yeah, anybody can do that. Until I sat there in front of the mic the first time and ran out of everything I was going to say in the first 5 minutes. There was that show that day was 48 minutes of commercials and in between me babbling about, you know, for like a minute, and then we'd go back to a commercial. Ken, tell us about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Well, you know, you've been here and ready for how long?
40 years.
40 years. And how long have you been involved in politics here?
40 years.
And you've been on, what are the different positions you've held?
Oh, I was on a school board. I've, you know, was foreman of the grand jury. I've been on the city council twice. Been mayor twice. I was on the Shasta County Planning Commission when we rewrote the general plan. I've been on a number of boards and commissions and study groups and whatever else. And it's true of every place I've ever lived. I think people need to be involved in their own community.
I think you're absolutely correct. The Tea Party movement, and we wanted to talk about that. Yesterday there were two different groups of people out on tax day. One some at the Sundial Bridge, others along Churn Creek, I believe. What do you think about the Tea Party movement here in Reading?
I filed an extension. I'm not having tax day yet.
Oh, okay.
I get to do it later. I don't have any particular thoughts about the Tea Party movement. I've been to, I guess there are two groups.
Right.
I've been to one meeting of each, and it seems to me like they're just a bunch of folks that are concerned about the state of government and where government is taking us, and that's great.
It is great.
Anybody that gets involved.
Get involved.
You know, we have emails that have come in. Do you want to go to one of the questions that we have? Because, you know, you've been so involved with government.
Wait a minute. So you're going to start on questions and emails, and I only promised you before I came on the show that I would irritate half your listeners.
Oh!
Well, no, that's not...
You know what,
I think you could irritate all of them.
I think these are respectful questions. I wouldn't read something that was not, okay. This particular question is from a listener who would like to know what would be your prescription for fixing the city's budget problems?
You know, the city's budget problems, to my mind, aren't a function of a poorly run city. You got to think in terms of the fact that for every dollar you pay in taxes, fees, licenses, whatever, for every dollar you pay, a nickel winds up in the city of Reading. 65 cents winds up at the federal government. 25 cents winds up with the state government, a nickel winds up with Shasta County, and a nickel winds up with the city of Reading. So, you know, when the economy goes south, the budgets of the county and city go south. And unlike the federal government, we can't print money. And unlike the state government, who ignores the law, local government can't spend money they don't have. So the constraints on local government are much greater. One of the unfortunate things I see is people tend to focus on local government when it's the smallest part of the problem. That, by and large, local government does the best job of representing people. The further people get away from the community, the less accountable they become. In the case of the city of Reading, I think backing off on non-essential services is really important, and I think they've done that. If it gets worse, if it gets significantly worse, then you wind up cutting off whole departments. I don't know what the alternative is. You can't spend money you don't have.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about Stillwater. You know, what's going on with Stillwater? Is there a way that we can, the idea was first broached years ago, and now we're out there with, I think the only thing on it right now is a couple of cows that are grazing that they put on. And what would be your ideas of helping to bring urging people or convincing people to come out there to Stillwater? This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crescent's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crescent's.
Okay, Banjo Bill, where are you heading?
We're going to the West Side Performing Arts Wild West Variety Show.
When is it?
April 23rd and 24th at the Old Shasta Schoolhouse, Highway 299.
Yeah, I hear they got fantastic entertainment, drinks, and a barbecue to die for.
For more information on the Wild West Variety Show, just call 515-7151.
515-7151?
Or visit them on the internet at westsideperforming.com.
What's an internet?
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast. And our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence, and be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
Kids Fly Free this Saturday morning. That's right, young people ages 8 to 17 get to go flying with a local pilot at Benton Field for free. You must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian to sign up. Sign up start at 8:30. Seats are limited, so get there early. Flights will take place from 9 till noon this Saturday morning, the 17th, weather permitting. To get there, go west of Benton Field on Placer, turn south on Pleasant Street, and look for the signs. This Young Eagles event is presented by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association and the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. If you've got some questions, just email them to Linda at KCNR1460.com. And we're streaming right now, of course, on KCNR1460.com. A couple of our friends said to us yesterday, and they're in one of those areas outlying, that our signal will be a little spotty. So what they do is just bring us up on the computer. And they, you know, and it's a great streaming capability that we have.
We are live at Tobacco and Brew. Come by and have a cup of coffee. Our guest this morning is Ken Murray. It's 8:25 in the morning. And Ken, we are, like we said, we're taking emails. A listener has emailed, do you plan to run for city council this year or next time?
I don't have a plan.
Okay. And another question would be, how would you reform the cost of pensions and post-retirement health benefits?
Well, number one, we can't do anything about what is, as far as I know, legally. I mean, the people that have already retired have already retired.
Yeah, those are pretty much untouchable.
I believe, and I have said on numerous occasions, that the current retirement system is fiscally unsustainable. And to my mind, the only thing that's going to work is to bifurcate the system so the new hires are on a different program altogether. We just can't, it can't continue like it is. Unfortunately, at the local level, we kind of become the victim of what happens at the state level. Like what happened was Gray Davis cut a deal with the prison guards and gave him great, you know, went 3% at 50. And the prison guard union started sucking up all the people wanting to go into law enforcement. We got to a place in the city of Reading that we couldn't hire anybody. And that same theme was repeated throughout communities and sheriff's departments and police departments up and down the state. So in order to attract qualified people, we had to match what the state did or wind up not having anyone. And so, to my mind, the state has to fix their problem. That doesn't mean we can't, at the local level, negotiate with unions to bifurcate the process. But the state has to fix the problem because they're the big gorilla in the room hiring people at this inflated things that's forcing everybody else to compete.
Well, and like you said, though, you know, the amount of money we're spending on the you know, pensions is just going to completely overrun us here. I know that in San Diego years ago that almost destroyed their whole budget was because they had given so much to the public unions.
Well, that, and they had crooks on the city council.
Well, you know, besides that, and the mayor, I think, actually went to jail, too.
What can I say?
What can we say? Well, you know, mayors are, you know, it's a
we're going to keep going with questions here from these emails. Any votes you made while on the council that you now regret or wish that you could do over?
The only one I can think of is I voted no on a prospective appointment to the Planning Commission that I wish I hadn't voted no on. Outside of that, I did what I thought was right at the time with the information that I had.
And that's a good answer because a lot of times we make those decisions
right.
Like that. You know, speaking of the prison guards, we're going to have on as a guest here in the next couple of weeks, depending on a couple of things they have to work out, somebody that is in that understands that part in the prison system, and just what he has told us about the medical care.
Staggering.
Well, here's one of the problems we have in the state from my perspective. We spend prison guards than we do on probation. It's feeding the wrong end of the beast. Probation is what keeps people out of jail. That, you know.
Yeah.
The prison system and the parole system is what we do with crooks. It seems to me we'd be better off spending more money on the front end on the probation departments across the state diverting people before they get into the prison system. And we're all ass backwards on the deal.
And the Cadillac health care that they received, very interesting.
It was unbelievable. Like I said, we're going to have a show here in a couple of weeks. As soon as we can break this guy, you know, make sure we can get him in here.
We're going to have to
take just the things that he has said, we were just sitting there yesterday with our mouths open.
We're going to have to take a break here. But we are live here at Tobacco and Brew, and you know that Tobacco and Brew has been sponsors of Free Fire Radio since the day we started. We're so grateful that that this is a place that we get to launch our show live.
Yeah, this is, and come down and join us, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and join us for a cup of coffee and do the show. You know, our guest is Ken Murray, former mayor, former city councilman, former almost everything right here in the city of Reading.
Former seller of houses before the market crash.
Join us after the news.
News Radio, I'm Lori London. Volcanic ash from Iceland, clouds travel worldwide.
All flights in and out of Heathrow cancelled until Saturday at least. Few passengers have even been showing up. The ash cloud is shifting. Ireland now opening airports, but Germany and Poland today grounding flights, perhaps threatening President Obama's plans to attend the funeral of the Polish president this weekend.
But Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin at Heathrow International says even when flights resume,
there is no guarantee people will start getting out in big numbers because logistically it'll be hard to put the planes in the right positions to start shifting all those people who've lost flights in the past couple of days.
Hundreds of planes grounded here, too. Changing bedside manners.
The president ordering the Department of Health and Human Services to expand the rights of homosexual couples in hospitals. The president told the agency to develop rules that would force hospitals that accept Medicare and Medicaid to allow patients to designate what visitors are allowed into their hospital room.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Summertime is just around the corner, and it's not too early to think about that summertime heat.
Which means now is the time to purchase that oh-so-valuable season pass to Waterworks Park.
Early bird season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and as much as 50% off the special event price.
Purchase your annual season pass for only $44.95.
That's only 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Now, how penny-wise is that?
Think about it. A full summer of Waterworks Park fun in the sun, all for one low price.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at Great Free Season Savings.
Order by phone,
order online at waterworkspark.com,
or slide by the park to order in person.
Summertime fun is just around the corner at Waterworks Park. Ready!
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Convention Center for the 21st annual Cool April Nights Car Show, now through Sunday.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise, and rock and roll concerts all week long.
Today is filled with show and shines outside the mega tent featuring music from Gunshy 1 to 4 p.m. and the official cruise starts at 6:30. And the cool concert starring Double Take begins at 9 p.m.
Don't miss the 21st annual Cool April Nights at the Reading Convention Center, today through Sunday. Sponsored by Peterson Caterpillar, Napa Auto Parts, Shasta.com, and Cool Gold Oldies 105.3.
Don't miss the 21st annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Convention Center today through Sunday.
Paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint, then you rent your sprayer at the paint mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
Nah, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the paint mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint Paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right. Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460. It's a great day today. We're down here at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brews in the meeting room with you know, many people in here. And, of course, our guest, Ken Murray, former everything, including realtor.
But, no, I'm still a realtor.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, I'm a nice guy. I'm not former nice.
Oh, Ken, we're so happy to have you
Ken,
on.
You are a nice guy.
You asked a question before the break, and I've been thinking about it during the break. Is there any vote I would have done differently? And perhaps, but that's kind of revisionist history. I voted the best way I can with the information I had at the time.
Right.
Knowing what I know today, perhaps I would have voted differently. I can't think of a specific example. But I hear too much of, you know, you should have known, you should have done this, you should have done that, you should have done the other. I'll give you an example. Way before me, the city council voted to be in the PERS system, which is got problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why did the city council? I asked Arch Pugh, former mayor. Because it was free. It only got not free later. It was supposed to be free forever. So, you know, blaming a past city council on something that they acted on at the time that sounded really good and they vetted to the best of their ability is revisionist history, and I don't have any patience for that.
Okay. Well, good. You know what? That's great because, you know, it was actually thought-provoking. You left and went, you know, kind of, you know, stirred up something. But it's like having a relationship with somebody. You're in the middle of it. You think it's great. And then afterwards you said, boy, if I would have done that differently.
Whoa, what was I thinking?
Wait a minute. I never stirred up anything.
Well, it's
what's
because,
your point?
Well,
hey, another question.
Just relationships you've had.
Yeah. Oh, well, we all have.
Still talking about my ex-wife?
No.
Stillwater?
Let's talk Stillwater.
Okay. Stillwater came into being when I was out of office. I wasn't part of what started Stillwater. While I was in office, I voted to continue the... when I was out, it was Pat Kite's deal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He succeeded me on the city council when I left in 98. And the council voted for Stillwater. Number one thing about Stillwater is, it, you know, every politician, every election, says they're going to do something about jobs in the city of Reading, and nobody ever did anything. Zero, zip, nada. At least the council in 2000 said, well, let's do Stillwater. It's our best shot of creating viable jobs in the Reading area. So it was doing something. Whether it was the right thing or not is perhaps debatable. But the fact that politicians promise and then don't do anything is not debatable. So they did something. And as part of the something they did, they got a $10 million grant, which required, you know, matching funds from the city and whatever. When I got on the council, and again in 2004, I voted to continue that process. And frankly, to my mind, it's still the best hope we have for the future. Sucks right now because nobody's out there. But I happen to agree with former Mayor Pohlmeier. You know, once somebody goes out there, then I think the thing will fill up rather quickly. And I point as an example to Carson City, Nevada, that had the same thing many years ago. Undeveloped land around their airport, the city built an industrial park. They gave away the first six lots and then sold the rest of them for more money than they spent in the first place and created viable industrial jobs in Carson City.
Well, you know, and...
That's what you hope to see
that's
here.
That's one of the things, but then you have to look at the business climate in Carson City, Nevada, with, you know, easier to start businesses there, plus a number of other things. But,
well, I don't know that it was 30 years ago when you did that.
Okay, well, 30 years ago. But here in Stillwater, what would you do to jumpstart Stillwater? You know, we've tried to give away, they're talking about giving away the first property. Right now, all we've got is cattle grazing on it.
Well, I don't know that there's anything you can do to jumpstart Stillwater. I think everything that can be done is being done. It's more a victim of the national economy than anything we have done here. And also a victim of lousy business climate in the state of California. Our legislature is so dysfunctional that they can't get anything done.
Well, there's no argument on that one. I mean, they can't get bills out of committees. They can't agree on anything.
Well, I'm hopeful that this election season will throw out almost everybody that's in and get some people in that will turn around the state. I also have hope for two things that are coming. One is the redistricting commission, which is going to be independent for the first time and not legislative in origin. And the other is a ballot measure that's coming up in the June primary ballot that says that the essentially open primaries, the two top vote getters, whether they're Republican and Democrat, two Republicans or two Democrats are going to have to run off in November if nobody gets 50% of the vote. For example, in our own area, we have two viable Republicans and people nobody ever heard of that are Democrats running for state Senate in the, you know, Rick Keene and Doug LaMalfa. From my point of view, why are they beating each other to death in the June primaries so they can run against nobody in November? You know, I would rather see the two top vote getters duke it out in November. One of the things that will force is, hopefully, in gerrymandered Democratic districts, they're going to have to move closer to the center and quit appealing just to the fringe lunatics. And that will give us, to my mind, a more conservative state legislature.
Which would go along the lines of at least being able to, if we could just get people together down there. I mean, right now at this point,
they're not even civil.
No, they're not. Yeah, you're absolutely right. They don't even talk to each other. And how in the heck can we get legislation that's good for this state, or at least it's passable?
Our guest is Ken Murray this morning. We are live here at Tobacco and Brew. It's currently 8:40. We have another question that's coming in on the email we are streaming live to at KCNR 1460. Coming back, we're going to be taking your questions, and I think that if you have some questions from the House here, write it down, and we'll get them before Ken Murray. So it's time to ask some questions. And again, Ken, we're so grateful that you're here joining us and the Belongies for making this happen. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
Furniture for life, Huber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's name brand furniture at huge savings. Come celebrate spring at Kugler's Furniture. Gorgeous new furniture from name brands like Broyhill. Put a bounce in your step with a good night's sleep on a new mattress. As low as $4.99 for a plush Queen Simmons Beauty Sleep Set. Or spruce up your living room with a new sofa as low as $4.39. Plus great financing for qualified buyers. 1 year, no interest with minimum payments. Kugler's Furniture, the biggest sale of the season. Give your home a fresh new look for spring. Savings are in full bloom right now at Kubler's Furniture, the biggest sale of the season.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, Theta Spirit.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
This isn't morning.
It isn't morning? What is this? During the week?
During the week.
What are we doing here during the week?
This is the KCNR auction barn you're in right now. You need to be here on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
All right, I could be here. Why don't you join us at KCNR, 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Brought to you by Essex Heating and Air,
AmsOil,
ShastaTradingPost.com,
Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination.
Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Perhaps I've grown a little sin, no matter why the waitress
moves. On the location of 21 Facco and Brew, our guest, but before we get started, of course, the blanche law for what you're doing is Brenda Belongi's birthday. But wait till I, it's, you know, I just hear such great things. Yeah, I just got
here with the big we
some team here.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Oh, look, honey, I found that espresso machine we got as a wedding present still in the box.
Well, you think it's time to open it up? We've been married for 2 years already. I'm not even sure we even know how to use it.
Well, let's take it to Espresso Joe's. The girls will teach us how to use it and make that perfect cup.
I don't know if it even came from Espresso Joe's.
Doesn't make any difference where you got it. They'll show you how to use it. And they should know, since they have espresso machines, Tidy Makers, French Press, and regular coffee makers.
Hey, that's a great idea, hon. And while you're learning how to make that perfect cup of coffee, I'll be in the humidor and tobacco and Brew picking out that perfect cigar.
Espresso Joe's is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, inside Tobacco and Brew.
Espresso Joe's is inside Tobacco and Brew, who have a 34-year history of providing the finest tobaccos to the North Valley. A terrific selection of fine cigars, both imports and domestics. Step into their walk-in humidor and find something special. Or try one of the grab bag cigars at 20% off. Lots of pipes and accessories, too, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from the flag store.
Many of you know that Carl and I love to work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Fairy. And I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The credit fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a credit fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading.
I mean, people in Reading. And who have a life. You know, again, we go agree with some.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Not there, Alan?
No, you're there.
Alan?
You're on the air.
Are we on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we're on the air through the phone. Is that what you're saying then? Okay, we just dropped the stream. Our guest today is Ken Murray, and somehow our server just dropped, and so our first attempt here at the... We made it to the last 5 minutes for 2 hours. So, you know, Ken, we really appreciate you being here today, and we just had you've answered every question, and this is, I believe, just the first time that we'll have you here on the show. Yeah. Now, give us in the last couple of minutes here, just give us your thoughts.
give you my thoughts. This is live radio. You can't, under FCC rules, broadcast my thoughts. I have a great deal of faith in the community as a whole. I like the fact that the Tea Party movements are getting people out, and I hope that in the process people learn things about local government and start placing blame where it primarily belongs, which is the further you get away from Redding, California, the less responsive you are. And, it's just us, folks, us against the world. And fortunately, I live in a community where us is a very important thing, and we work together. So I have hope for the future of the community. Is everything perfect? No. Are there things we can accomplish working together? You bet. Are there challenges? Yes. But if we keep a sense of ourselves and a sense of our place in the world and a sense of, if you will, brotherly love amongst us, even when we disagree with one another, we respect and love each other, then I think we're going to be just fine as a community. And thanks for having me, Carl and Linda. Oh, thank you, Linda. Yeah, who cares about Carl?
I can't say anything except that is exactly the way I expected Ken Murray to say goodbye, and this is not the only time Ken will be on the show. Ken, thank you so much for being on. Yes, thank you. Okay, we have another guest here, or another listener that is enjoying coffee with us here, and he's a frequent caller. John, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl, and I think it's great that I get to close out part of the program. I have to agree with Ken that political and personal road rage is one of the worst problems that we have in the community. Listen, I came down here today to visit on your first remote streaming broadcast with an agenda. My agenda is to acknowledge the two of you. I spent a couple of hours on the Sunbelt Bridge with you both yesterday, as you, Carl, emceed the Tea Party celebration, and Linda did a terrific rendition of our national anthem. I looked at you both and thought about your storybook, Meeting, Courtship, and Marriage, realizing that you could both be very happy traveling this country on your Harley, visiting with your countless friends and family, and be free of schedules and events. However you choose to spend your lives meeting and briefing, bringing together people with issues and agendas that need to be resolved, you sacrifice for this community, and it's appreciated. My point here is to let you know how much it is appreciated. Thanks for helping give us all a voice and an opportunity to resolve problems here in the community through your station and your efforts. Thanks very much to both of you.
Well, thank you, John. I mean, that's, when we decided to stay here, it was something because the people of Redding and our friends and all the people we've met, it's a home for us. And we have an opportunity to provide a voice for people, and it's all people. I mean, you'll hear, if there's one thing we'd like to do, it's to have more diverse voices on, and we're searching out to have people, different outlooks, different parts of our community, because they all are our community. And whether, people go, oh, no, they don't want to have me on there because I'm too far left of what they think. No, that's wrong, because you're part of our community. That's what we believe in, is our community. And one of the things that Ken Murray said that is so important to us is that Redding is a great community. It takes care of each other. It stands up for its veterans. It's when there's somebody, when it's needed, here are the people ready that stand up.
Get ready for the cruise. And like we said, thank you so much for sticking with us today on our live broadcast. We've had a great time. It's been informative. And, John, thank you very, very, very much. You also being so involved in the community and showing up. Remember the cruise. If you're gonna be down on the cruise, you better get here early because they are lined up on the streets already. And tonight we're gonna be out at Anselmo Vineyards doing cigars and jazz. For those who maybe don't want to do the cruise, we're gonna be doing some jazz with Rick Hill and Pat Karch and Lou White and a guy named JR in stand-up bass, and Bobby Garamondi's on drums, and it's going to be a really cool jazz night, great food. Carl and I want to sign off here. It's been a great week here with Cool April Nights.
Yeah, next week we're starting out again with a brand new schedule. You know, a lot of other things going on. Tomorrow's the Purple Heart Golf Tournament. Today, of course, is the is Cool April Nights, the big cruise tonight. We're down at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew, and there's spots to park, and there's food to be bought, and all the proceeds go to the Missing in America program. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. And Bob is giving me my little stretchy thing here. Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to be out there at the local builders home and garden show out there. It's going to be a great time. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?